Welcome, and thank you for joining us for this very special edition of WRAL News at 7.
And for this, we are turning things red.
Yeah, I feel great, you know.
They just keep winning, keep winning.
I've never seen anything like this.
I wasn't sure I'd see it in my lifetime, but I'm grateful that I am.
This is a special moment.
Oh, I hope it's not just me. I've got chills.
Here we go.
This is so much fun. Thanks for joining us tonight. I'm Ashley Rowe.
And I'm Dan Haggerty. Boy, it has been a long road, hasn't it? A hard fight for both the NC State men and women's basketball team. So here we are celebrating it. Red set and all.
WRAL is all in. On the road with both teams, Pat Welter and Casey Hintz are live in Phoenix following the men. We are going to be chatting with them soon.
The action starts in less than 24 hours from now, though, when the number 3 seed Wolfpack women tip off their semifinal game against South Carolina. Our Brett Neese starting our live coverage tonight up in the city of Cleveland. Brett.
Hey, Dan. Yeah, they are ready for that undefeated South Carolina team. You know, Sanaya Rivers played for head coach John Staley just 2 years ago when the Gamecocks won the national championship. She says she's gotten a lot of questions about her former team, but she says her focus is on winning the next game. At the Wolfpack's Thursday practice, it may appear business as usual, but this is the Final Four, and the moment is starting to set in.
If it hasn't, it will tomorrow. But we're just so excited to be here. Obviously, I've been here before.
The Wolfpack women will lean on Sanaya Rivers' experience in the Final Four. She's back for the second time after winning it all with South Carolina. She goes up against her former team and coach, and she wouldn't have it any other way.
Somebody asked me, do I wish it was anybody up in South Carolina? No, you know, we embrace the tough game, and it's going to be a tough game, but it's going to be a friendly one at that. That's a great team, and we're a great team, too. We're both here for a reason, and it's just a matter of who wants it more.
The Wolfpack believe they do want it more. They've played with an edge all year long, coming into the season unranked. Rivers says that has helped the team to create a special bond.
They're not just my teammates. You know, those are my friends, those are my dogs, those are my sisters, and I love them so much, and I love what we're doing right now. We're just different. We're a different type of team, and every team can't call each other sisters, so I'm just glad that I'm able to do that.
What a special week so far for these women. They are focused on this game. They've been having a lot of fun in the meantime, but they are ready for tomorrow. They know they got to score a lot of points, but they say that they are going to try to do that by feeding Isaiah James. She's that red hot scorer that dropped 29 on Stanford in the Elite Eight. And aside from that, though, they know that they have to rebound and play a lot of good defense. You know what they say, Dan? Defense wins championships.
Hey, they sound focused. They sound ready. Handling media day pretty well. Brett Neese, live for us in Cleveland. Brett, thank you.
And, you know, the NC State women are swagged out in their Final Four gear. This is actually, these are pictures from the Pac Women's Basketball Instagram showing their big Pac pride, sporting their hard-earned swag from behind the scenes in the locker room. And how about this? It's a Mario party in the men's locker room. NC State forward big man DJ Burns gave fans a behind-the-scenes look at the Wolfpack den, if you will. You can see, you know, they look pretty cozy in here. They've got photos of the team on the wall. And then look at this, some Nintendo video game action.
They're styling. Why not us? That's been kind of the phrase, right? That's the question from Wolfpack fans since NC State stomped all over the competition, claimed that ACC tournament title. They're doing it again now in the NCAA tournament. Look at some of the teams that they have had to take down. Big name teams with a lot of pedigree. Number six seed, Texas Tech, beat them. Second seed, Marquette, they did it again. And of course, the win over Duke as well. WRAL's Casey Hintz, live for us out in Phoenix with a red hot Wolfpack getting ready for its big night this weekend.
Yeah, Dan, everyone falling in love with those red-hot Wolfpack, and leading the way when it comes to all that attention is the guy you were just talking about, State's big man, DJ Burns. Of course, his dynamic play on the court is what's dazzling, and that's catching everybody's attention, but it's also his big personality that's stealing the hearts of all of those watching on. DJ Burns was an instant favorite when he arrived in Raleigh.
I don't think I've ever coached a guy like that in my life.
Lefty, superior footwork, elite soft touch around the basket.
DJ Burns with the move on the inside around the defender, crafty.
As big as his game is, his personality, even bigger.
Everybody love him, so I just feel like that. He's being himself every day.
Through this run, it didn't take long for social media to take notice.
He's about as unique as you're ever going to get, and I'm glad that everybody on the national stage is getting the opportunity to meet DJ Burns.
So how's he handling the national spotlight?
It's pretty cool, but I mean, I understand that that's not why we're here, you know? That's kind of for all the people watching.
Burns is staying locked in, but can't help to relish the moment, gaining the attention of even the NBA's biggest stars.
He's so skilled, especially lefty. I love to be lefty.
He's one of the most dominant big men to play basketball, so, you know, it's pretty cool to be recognized by him.
With his towering stature, even the NFL has taken notice.
I call Willie Anderson. He can work with you. You can be a tackle.
What are the chances of that actually happening?
Zero, yeah. I mean, yeah, zero.
His head coach, Kevin Keats, also thinks it would be a zero chance. He said, I think he's going to play basketball. Who doesn't want a guy who is a great passer, can score the ball, and, oh, yeah, has a great personality?
He sure does. He has a great touch, too, for a big man, doesn't he? He has an amazing personality. He's kind of he's got that star power on the court and off the court. Casey Hintz, live for us in Phoenix. Casey, thank you so much. So Casey's got a great spot to watch the Final Four here. If you wanted to go, tickets are expensive, big time money, both the men's and women's tournament, drawing fans from all over the country, and that sends those prices right through the roof. Right now, men's tickets on StubHub going for $440. And again, that's on the cheaper side. Some of the resale prices are about $7,000 for a seat to see the game. The women's side, are you ready for this? The cheapest ticket that we could find was $680. The most expensive ticket for Friday night's game sits at more than $11,000.
Oh, big money. From why not us to why not both, WRAL's Aaron Thomas stopped by campus this afternoon to pick up a very special edition of NC State's student paper, and he wasn't the only one.
Who says people don't read the newspaper? NC State students and alumni are flocking to campus to get their hands on a special edition of The Technician. This is the campus's student newspaper. You can see it features both the men and women's basketball teams and their historic run to the Final Four. You want to see how much of a big deal this is? Check this out. You can see the long line of people waiting to get their hands on this piece of history. Some even telling me they skip class to get their hands on this iconic piece of a newspaper. I'm told by Technician staff that they printed 12,000 copies. That's a quadruple amount from their usual 3,000 copies that they print each day. So when it comes to the big game, you have several groups on campus that are going to be hosting watch parties here outside of the Tally Student Union on both Friday and Saturday. Who knows, for the Wolfpack faithful, might not hurt to bring this copy as a good luck charm. Aaron Thomas, WRAL News, Raleigh.
Now, look, when it comes to WRAL, the folks around here, no secret, we have some very proud Wolfpack alum working in these walls here. Meteorologist Kat Campbell is one of them. She's cheering loud and proud for a Wolfpack victory.
One. Wolfpack fans and NC State cheerleaders are ready to cheer the Wolfpack all the way to the top. We're ready to go this weekend, and we've got a great game day for you.
Women's college basketball this season is all about star power. That's especially the case when you look at the Final Four. Let's see how NC State compares. We'll start with the most obvious, Iowa's Caitlin Clark. The new NCAA all-time leading scorer, Clark is averaging 32 points per game, 7 rebounds, and 10 assists in the NCAA tournament. She is the engine that makes the Hawkeyes go. Clark's usage rate, which shows how often she controls the end of a possession, is 40.3%, third highest in the country. Let's move to her opponent in the Final Four, UConn's Paige Buckers. Buckers is averaging 28 points, 9-5 in the tourney. Her return from two major knee injuries has been so impressive. And now let's turn to NC State and Isaiah James. She's averaging 24 points, 3.5 boards, and 4 assists in this run. And while Caitlin Clark is the name you think of when it comes to shooting outside, don't forget about James. She's shooting 57% from three in the past four games. And the only player left with more makes than her is Clark on nearly twice as many shots. Now, what about South Carolina? Well, they're undefeated for a reason. They have depth. The Gamecocks have had a different leading scorer every game of the NCAA tournament. They can hit you in the inside with Camila Cardoso or on the outside with Malaysia Fulwiley. It'll be a challenge for NC State, but you know what they say. To be the best, you've got to beat the best.
Oh, Lewis, okay. You know, sports fans are tuning in from all over the country to watch these women's basketball stars. ESPN says the audience for Iowa versus LSU in the Elite Eight peaked at 16.1 million viewers. It was the most watched college basketball game ever, men's or women's, on ESPN.
Unbelievable. On the men's side, NC State has been this ultimate underdog in the NCAA tournament. Few players embody that mentality more than this man here, DJ Horn. Let's get you back out to Phoenix. WRL's Pat Welter is in Phoenix for us. He's been with the Wolfpack, and he had a chance to chronicle DJ's story from start to Final Four.
Dan, DJ Horn has had to work for every single thing he has. Coming out of high school, he didn't have a single Power 5 offer. Now he's considered one of the best guards in the country. It's been a long and winding road to the Final Four, and it all comes full circle here in Phoenix. It's the biggest stage in college basketball. DJ Horn always believed he'd get here. He just needed to play on several smaller ones first.
Just to be here right now, it's just crazy to know how, like, from where I started to getting to this point, how much has went to it.
Man, look at all the boards. Look at that, man. That's so nice. Yeah.
We had some fun times in here.
I think this is the area we sat in right here, right?
DJ's parents, Lamar and Tavana, remember the early days at Cary High School well.
A lot of memories.
Horn, step back three.
He loved the outside shot. I would have rather him, you know, penetrate more.
Born in Durham, raised in Cary, DJ always had a gift.
Once he decided to end football, he stuck with basketball, and we've been at it ever since.
I spent 31 years of my life in this gym.
His high school coaches saw it playing at Cary and Leesville Road.
He was multi-talented, very versatile as a player.
It's always nice as a basketball coach when you have a guy that you can put the ball in his hands when the clock's running down, and he can just go make a play for you.
Look at Horn get right to the basket and one.
It just took a while for the colleges to see it too.
He was experiencing some self-doubt himself, like he wasn't that good of a player, that he couldn't garner the interest of colleges.
I got it. After spending a senior season at Trinity Christian High School in Fayetteville, DJ played two seasons at Illinois State.
DJ's like, Mom, you know, I can score 30 points here. You're never going to hear my name on ESPN. I need to go to the next level.
From there, he transferred to Arizona State for two more seasons and finally back home to NC State.
That's the main reason why I came home with that mission to come back and make a statement and put my name in history, and I feel like that's what I did.
Fitting that DJ's homecoming season ends with a trip to Phoenix, where he attended nearby Arizona State. Now, his mom told me he had plans to come out here and visit after the season. Now he just got an all-expenses-paid trip to him.
I'm sure he hopes the next time he takes a trip back here to home, he's doing it as a champion. Pat Welter, live for us in Phoenix. Pat, thank you.
You can't talk about the present without visiting the past. The Wolfpack's improbable run is familiar to many fans, including one of their biggest. Derek Wittenberg took the shot that was tipped in at the buzzer to give NC State the 1983 national championship. Gerald Owens sat down with the former point guard to talk about life after the glory.
Was it like this? I mean, we had people hanging in trees, welcoming these guys home. Was it like that back then when y'all came?
Absolutely, it was like this. It's probably double because of social media. Mm-hmm. So now they have millions of people on social media. Just contacting them. And our fans deserve it, because our fans, listen, they went through a lot, so ups and downs. And for both the men and the women, two teams that were unranked in the beginning of the season, it's just incredible, not just for NC State, but the state of North Carolina, for the ACC, for the history of basketball.
The Cinderella team has done
Derek Wittenberg's 1983 squad went through a gauntlet of higher-ranked teams all the way to a national championship. He's confident the men's and women's teams this year can do the same thing.
It's all about belief at this point.
Mm-hmm.
Is that sometimes the pressure is on the team that is expected to win. You cannot predict what's going to happen in sports.
Mm-hmm.
This is what this is about now. That's why NC State men and NC State women, nobody predicted that, but that's the beauty of sports, that anybody can win anytime in any game. That's mm-hmm. what college athletics is about. That's what makes it special.
The former Wolfpack star has another reason to smile. He released a new book during the PAC's ACC tournament run in Washington.
I'm so excited. The timing is unbelievable.
It chronicles his life, from his upbringing in suburban Washington to college and the magical run that fans hope this year's teams will repeat. It's called The Shot Heard Round the World, How I Went from the Playground to the White House.
A kid growing up in Washington, D.C., and with his dad going to a summer job and saying, Dad, I wonder what it's like to meet the president and go in the White House. And then 12 years later, after going to DeMatha High School, go to NC State, we go in the White House and meet Ronald Reagan. And then 30 years after that, meet President Obama. What an experience.
Something today's players can almost taste.
The experience that these kids are going through right now, it's life-changing. People are going to always remember. So when they walk around this campus for the rest of their life, when they leave here, people are going to always remember this run.
Gerald Owens, WRAL News.
You can't talk about 1983 without talking about legendary head coach Jim Valvano, who led that 83 national championship team, passing away just a decade later in 1993. As you can see, though, his legacy has lived on with Pac fans. Over the last few weeks, his headstone has been surrounded by flowers, NC State gear, people getting pretty creative out there as well. On the women's side as well, they have a legendary coach of their own, a power coach that took them to the Final Four and beyond in 1998. Kay Yao led the Wolfpack women from 1975 to 2009, 34 years at the helm. Yao was a member of the Naismith Hall of Fame as well, and collected more than 700 career wins. She passed away in 2009. Let's talk a bit about that 1998 women's team for just a moment. That was their first trip to the Final Four. They ultimately lost to Louisiana Tech 84-65. But we did go back into the archives a bit. You'll notice Deborah Morgan right there. She was in Kansas City for the game. Now, if you can't get enough of these historic parallels, we love looking back at this old footage. We love looking at the old hairdos. You can watch Deborah's full report from 1998 on WRALSportsFan.com.
We have more coverage ahead. When we come back, we're looking ahead to both matchups, NC State men versus Purdue, NC State women versus South Carolina, and what each team needs to do to advance to the championship. The thing about the NCAA tournament that gives us all such anxiety is every game is a must win.
There are some key elements that both the men's and women's team have to execute really to perfection to take down their opponents. Chris Lee is joining us tonight. Chris, the women's team's going up against South Carolina and a two-time coach of the year.
Yeah, a lot of big-time things that's going to have to happen for them. Staley and her team are 36-0 for a reason, but there have been close calls, including an early season game with UNC at Carmichael Arena and in the NCAA tournament against Indiana. So for the Pac, they have to mirror those games. It'll start and end with Pac point guard Sanaya Rivers, who played at South Carolina for 2 years. The Pac will have to take care of the ball, limit turnovers. They average 12.5 of those per game, so if they stay under their season average and maybe cause some turnovers, that's a huge help. Plus, rebounding will be key because South Carolina is a big team featuring the 6'7" Camila Cardoso. Either way, the Pack will have to play a near flawless game to advance to the national championship game. WRL's Casey Hintz and Pat Welter are with the men's team in Phoenix. Guys, how do they match up with Purdue?
Well, I'll tell you what, Chris, just because NC State's at the Final Four doesn't mean they're happy to be here. They want to win it, and I think they can. They just got to stick to their formula, Casey, and we know what they're going to get from DJ Burns and DJ Horn. I think it's about getting the others to step up. Casey Morsell, Michael O'Connell with his big shot that kept him alive against Virginia in the ACC tournament. Someone's going to have to hit one when it's least expected.
Right, and it's not just about those guys stepping up collectively offensively. The biggest key here is going to be on defense. In fact, that's been one of the biggest improvements through this entire run is that intention to detail defensively. That is going to be big here going up, especially Saturday against Purdue. Kevin Keats said, you want to ask me about the thing that's keeping me up at night? It is indeed Zach Edey. That's where your defensive key is going to come from, Chris.
Absolutely. So maybe they can do a good job against Zach Edey, use DJ Burns to get him in foul trouble a little bit, maybe neutralize the big man, get him on the bench, and then score as many points as you can while he's sitting down.
It really is amazing.
I know.
I have to tell you a story. So I was at the Red and White shop the other day and in line for about an hour. And I was overhearing a number of people saying to their little kids, no matter what happens, win or lose this weekend, we are going to pull you out of school if we have to. We are going to cheer on these teams. It's really special.
Absolutely love it.
A lot of
great for this area.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for joining us for this special edition of WRL News at 7 o'clock. Our next newscast is at 10 on Fox 50 and 11 on WRL.
Have a great night. Go Pack.